think in general we're probably going to look at between a quarter to 1 inch of rainfall across the area as a most likely scenario. There is the potential, if we do see some thunder, as you mentioned, those areas that do maybe see a few rounds of thunder potential could see amounts in excess of an inch to upwards of 2 inches. We believe that would be fairly localized in most areas, an inch or less.
Any chance for severe weather on Tuesday?
There is a very low chance of severe weather. We will be watching the potential. There is quite a bit of what we look at. So one of the ingredients we look for is wind shear in the atmosphere, and there is a lot of wind shear with this system, seasonally strong. So that the question and the challenge will become is how much instability can occur. How much breaks can we get in the clouds, between the clouds and the rain? How much heating can commence? That's going to play a big role in determining what, if any, severe weather threat that we do have. So right now, we're thinking that it's just mostly going to be dominated by clouds and precipitation. So the instability is going to be fairly low, and therefore the severe threat as well will be low. But we'll continue to monitor for any changes to that.
And after Tuesday, well, really after Monday, it looks like temperatures starting to be on the decline, but it doesn't look like anything really significant in terms of November weather. I mean, you're not going to get the 70s after Monday, but you're not going to get extremely cold temperatures, it looks like, over the next week either.
Yes, that's correct. And the thing is, we're coming off this anomalously warm stretch here, where we've set record highs in some areas and even some record warm lows over the past 5 to 6 days. I think most areas are in their fifth or sixth day of seeing highs at or above the 70-degree mark, which is in record territory for the month of November. So we're going to bring this strong cold front in, and as you mentioned, the air behind it is not particularly cold, although all things considered, given where we're coming from in the well into the 70s, we're going to drop back down into the 40s and even some 50s. It's going to feel markedly colder, even though that's really about where we should be for November, in the mid-40s to around 50 degrees. So we're actually going to be right back close to where we should be for November after this front goes by.